Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Oz.
Welcome back. I thought I would discuss something a little more general today. Benchmarks for health. Do you ever take an inventory of yourself? Do you ever know how to deal with the parts of your body that are or are not functioning well? Why be like a car and know that the windshield wipers don't work only when it starts to rain? So I'd love people to become their own medical detective because they care the most about their body. They have the archived history. They know when things happened, and they know some of the factors that may have been the triggers. Your caregivers should help you put the information together, but this podcast is just going to mention a whole bunch of little items you may want to think about, from dandruff and earwax to toe fungus. But starting with dandruff and earwax, they're a measure of the fatty acids in your body. If you have more inflammatory fatty acids, you will have more earwax and more dandruff, and perhaps more acne. If you have the omega-3s, you will watch that disappear tremendously. Your teeth color. Are you drinking too much coffee or smoking? Are there ways to whiten it? Does your gum start receding? Well, both the teeth color, cavities, and gum recession will respond to brushing with sodium bicarbonate. Yeah, baking soda. Brush with baking soda because it's alkaline, and it will give you a lasting alkaline mouth at night when the cavity-producing organisms and the gum-reflecting organisms would be present because they like an acid environment. How's your handshake lately? Ever think about it? Well, they did a 10-year study of 108,000 people and found that the stronger the handshake, the longer they lived. That's a kind of a pretty simple tip. Heart rate. Is your pulse regular? Do you skip beats? Well, skipping beats or having racing heart is only appropriate in rare conditions, and so it could be a signal that you need evaluation. Do you have chronic sinus problems? Do you get red irritable eyelids? A little bit of eczema? And perhaps even a little wheeze? All of that may be related to dairy. Not the sugar, not the fat, but the protein. The cow dairy protein causes 60% of sinus problems. So it's a very simple thing for 2 weeks. Avoid dairy and see how you do. Another interesting item is to make sure in the morning, in your shower or whenever, you cough up whatever phlegm is in your lungs. Otherwise, stuff that accumulates during the night and throughout the day just sort of lies down there in the interstices of the lung and never comes up and causes an inflammatory puddle that can attract bacteria. This is one of the reasons that pneumonia is the number 9 killer in the United States. Sore throats, early warning signs. I would venture to say that almost everyone knows, a sore throat or cold is coming. A friend of mine made something called Every Day. It's a oral throat spray. And if you get it within the first 4 to 8 hours, you will stop the cold. It is phenomenal stuff. It's not really meant as a prophylactic, but if you feel that early cold coming on, you get a bunch of these bottles called Every Day, Google it, and spray it, and it'll save you a lot of grief. You also have 2 sets of eyes and dual brains. That seems a little strange, but yes, you're looking at something straight ahead, but the rest of your peripheral vision is looking at around the world and providing other information. That way your brain is always aware of the visual panorama, even though it is also aware of consciously looking at an object. So you can even check your own vision by looking straight ahead and seeing if you can see your hands out to your sides. You should be able to see 180 degrees. allergies, runny nose, look for a trigger event. Migraines. Often there's a triggering event there, which is light coming from an external source on an angle. You can block migraines with magnesium 500 milligrams or Feverfew, an herb, but there is always a trigger and paying attention will help. Pain is always interesting because it can either be your body likes to complain or it's an early warning sign. So you have to be aware of which one it is. And if you're doing exercise, know that you can plow through it. Musculoskeletal pain is very interesting because where you have the symptom is usually one joint away from where it really is. For instance, if you have carpal tunnel and you have weakness in the hand, you massage the upper portion of the lower arm, the brachioradialis muscle, and you relieve it. If you have sciatica and think, oh my God, I got a disc, it may just be muscle spasm, and therefore a low back massage or rolling on a NOLA Rolla called a NOLA ROLLA. A NOLA Rolla will help eliminate that very quickly. Your vision, do you know much about it? Well, one of the keys is how quickly you respond and recover from headlights. If you can recover in 5 seconds, your vision is good. The nutrition in your eyes is helpful and healthy. Tongue, swelling of the tongue, mucus coating are indicators of your GI tract. But that's something that most non-Western physicians know about. A major thing is bowel function. Color, consistency, floating means that there's a lot of fat in the diet, regularity, etc. So believe it or not, there should be some regularity to bowel function because your enteric brain, your gut has its own system of awareness, needs to be analyzed, and certainly will help with bowel health. Cracking fingernails. Are you missing minerals in your water? Hypothyroid, is your hair thinning? Are you gaining weight? Do you feel sluggish? Are you tired by 4 p.m? Well, one of the things may cause it is the chlorine in the water and the fluoride in the toothpaste, because chlorine and fluorine are smaller than the iodine molecule and knock it off the thyroid hormone. So you may measure as normal thyroid, but it doesn't work. So put a thermometer under your armpit. And if your temperature is 97 or below, two days in a row before getting out of bed, you're low in thyroid. Do you have neurodermatitis? Well, that may be emotional. Eczema, dairy, getting second opinions and repeating tests are also helpful for blooming medical detectives. Forgetting, are you forgetting because of your environment? Your associations? Do you do puzzles? Do you walk out of a room and forget a key? Well, that's probably normal. Sleep is a key thing in life because if you don't have enough sleep to keep you functioning, you can get all kinds of organic diseases, diabetes, eye problems, etc. So being a medical detective, regular exercise, paying attention, taking inventory, and putting new things on a calendar is extremely helpful because these benchmarks are things that you can go back to periodically and say, gee, I'm doing just fine. And you'll immediately recognize when you're not doing just fine. Well, I'm Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, and this podcast and any of the previous podcasts can be reached by going to radiomd.com/Wizard of Eyes. And there's much information to share in making you become the wizard of your eyes, the wizard of your own health. Be well and stay well.